From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning for North Korea.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Mr. Trump referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who he says has been acting this way since the U.S. increased its sanctions against the reclusive communist state and won a unanimous vote by the U.N. Security Council to impose penalties on Pyongyang. NATO is sharply criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to a breakaway Georgian region, the ninth anniversary of the brief war over another renegade Georgian territory. The NATO spokesman, Dylan White, calls Putin's visit detrimental to international efforts to find a peaceful negotiated settlement. White said NATO is united in full support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia with its internationally recognized borders. South Africa's embattled president Jacob Zuma has narrowly survived an eighth attempt by Parliament to unseat him in a vote of no confidence. After nearly 5 hours of debate, voting and counting, 198 of the 384 members present voted against the opposition's motion to oust the president, while 177 voted for him to step down. That motion needed 201 votes to pass. 9 members did abstain from voting during the secret ballot. This does mean that Zuma will not have to step down. This is VOA News. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly took over the halls of the endangered opposition-controlled Congress Tuesday, issuing a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government. VOA's Mary Mata reports.
The order bars anti-government lawmakers in Congress from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the newly installed assembly, Delcy Rodriguez, the superbody's leader, declared to unanimous approval. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly in what he contends is an attempt to resolve the nation's political standoff. But opposition leaders insist it is a power grab.
Nearly complete results from Kenya's election commission Wednesday shows that President Uhuru Kenyatta is well ahead of challenger Raila Odinga, who is challenging the tally and dismissing the result as a sham.
Under total disregard of Section 39 of the Elections Act, which requires the IBC to stream all forms 34 on the public portal. As we stand, not a single Form 34 has been streamed. What we are getting are tax results that are not provided for under Section 39. The Form 34s are not supposed to come after the results. They are supposed to accompany the results.
Kenyatta has been leading 54.6% to 44.5% over his longtime rival with about 90% of the ballots counted. Kenya's Electoral Commission is using biometric voter identification and electronic vote transmission systems to conduct the elections. Cleanup crews continue working furiously to remove large floating mounds of congealed palm oil that washed ashore Hong Kong's beaches following a huge spillage at sea. Authorities have closed 13 beaches in the Chinese territory since Sunday, when the palm oil, which resembles snow or styrofoam, was first spotted. The man-made disaster occurred Thursday when two ships collided in the Pear River Delta estuary in southern China, sending about 1,000 tons of palm oil into the water. The U.S. State Department is advising its diplomats to sidestep questions from foreign governments about the Trump administration's plans on the Paris climate deal. Reuters news agency reported Tuesday that the cable sent to U.S. embassies on Friday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson provides prospective questions foreign government officials could ask diplomats and suggests answers. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.